It's the Doctor on Triple J.
Midnight Juggernauts there and Monsters of Yoke. Before that, with Say Please, we are in the midst of banned food pun mania, which is why I'd like to welcome Tame Impala Cart into the studio. Hello, Kevin. Hello, Jay. How are you doing? I'm sorry to throw you into this, but there's been amazing food puns all day.
Like what?
Tame Impala.
Well, yeah. Well,
that's a bad food pun.
Yes. Tofu Fighters, you know. Oh, Bread yeah, Zeppelin.
Zeppelin. Oh, I get it. Okay.
The Peach Mode.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Grillers. how are you
what
guys?
What about Lisa Schnitzel? I stole that off someone there.
That's good. What about Pizza Schnitzel? Pizza Schnitzel.
Oh, yeah?
Double whammy.
Now, of course, you guys, the feature stars this week in a speaker is our feature album, and you have been living it up in rock and roll style. What have you guys been doing for the last couple of hours? True rock and roll.
We wrote our signature on 48 million pieces of paper for pre-ordered copies of our album.
At least it's definitely you guys and not some computer that the big band
is. That's true, yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of the quality of the signatures suffered after about 10 minutes.
Degraded rapidly.
So you would know, if you've pre-ordered in a speaker, you would know what stage in the signing process.
Yeah, exactly. And out of 2,000 copies, one of them, Kevin has a doodle drawn on his head. So someone's going to get
that
one.
That's the golden ticket.
Yeah, that's the golden ticket.
I was trying to find the one as well and I couldn't.
The introspective genius of Tame Impala has a big cock and balls on his head. So, Nick did that one.
It doesn't seem that Kevin's that upset about it, really.
I've come to expect these things.
Yes, absolutely. Well, bloody well done on the album. I mean, we were, last time we chatted, you guys were, I think the album was sort of nearing completion. And now it's all done and dusted, and it sounds bloody awesome. I noticed, actually, we were talking about Desire Be, Desire Go, and on this version, the lyrics are a lot easier to hear.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't really help very much.
That would be a result of using an actual microphone to record.
As opposed to what?
The built-in sound
mobile phone-esque microphone on the 8-track.
That is awesome. That's what
a crack in the side of the recorder.
That's what we were talking about last time is the fact that, you know, a lot of your stuff was recorded on bits of crap you had lying around the house and sort of, you know, Christmas present, recording devices and stuff. But this is an entire album that you guys have done yourselves, especially you, Kevin. I guess you took a lot of the duties.
Yeah, I'll take that one and run with it.
Well, it was, except for the mixing. Tell us about when you went over and, you know, submitted this to another person to get mixed.
It was difficult at first because we had just met. Well, you know, Dave Fridman, mm-hmm. who has done many things that I'm crazy about in the past, and I thought we would just instantly like connect and just be able to talk, just ramble to each other. But you know, it took a couple of days to get a communication thing,
mm-hmm.
and I was jet lagged like a zombie, like the worst I've ever had. I felt like I was not quite there, mm-hmm. and we got there in the end. We were a crack team by the end of it.
You've heard that track. There you go, Jay. Tame Impala with Alter Ego off Inner Speaker, and Kevin and Jay are in the studio. Sounded pretty good.
Thanks.
That's the thing about this, and I know you guys talk about sort of, you know, the dance music aspect of your stuff, but there's so many, like, it's almost like the Miami Sound Machine, the multiple rhythms going on.
Cool.
In that song, especially.
Thanks.
In Alter Ego, and harmonies as well. What's the, the method in studio? Because you, Kevin, have recorded entire songs by yourself in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
So is this, are you layering stuff? Are you just all in as a band?
Wasn't that one the one where you played drums and Dom, am I allowed to tell the secrets?
Yeah, it depends depends which one.
I think it's the one where Kevin played the drum beat and you know how the beat's going boom, ba-ba, ba-boom, ba-ba-boom, ba-boom.
Yeah.
Kevin went something like boom, ba-ba, ba-boom, 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 and Dom hit the two gaps on the floor tom.
No, that was me hitting the floor tom. Dom hits the ride cymbal on every offbeat.
Yeah.
So it's two people playing the same drum kit to get the like...
That's why the rhythm sounds like a syncopated...
Yeah, because like neither Jay or I... could do that, like playing it with a single kick. Ba-boom, ba-boom.
Yeah.
That's pretty freakish, like if you got one. Oh, well, and I suppose those hell pro guys can do that.
Jay can do it, he just can't do it.
tight enough.
You were feeling a little lazy through. In the studio that day. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. I guess the thing is, you know, recording it by yourselves, you have that that freedom and just to do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had so many doubts about whether this thing was going to work. In fact, that was the like the fifth different thing we tried to get that drum beat.
Wow.
So it's me playing like this, you know.
I think we almost just
crossed over.
I think we almost just put a drum machine on that one. Maybe you were just like, "Fuck it, I'm in." But you know, like, because yeah, I don't know. It's pretty hard. Drums are designed for people to like play rock beats on, not yeah, like. Yeah. Schizoid dance
beats.
Yeah, yeah,
that's right. But this is like, you know, for your first Tame Impala album, it's quite interesting that you guys are doing things like that, which are essentially experimental fifth album kind of stuff. You know?
Oh, yeah? I guess
yeah,
so. I never know how to look at it in terms of like
yeah, in
number of album
it,
or whatever,
yeah.
You know, growth of musicians.
I think we always try to do the dance thing in the early stuff. And got kind of disenchanted when nobody picked up on it and said we were just like rock lords. And then so we kind of...
Oh, I'm so disenchanted with people calling me a rock
yeah,
lord.
Yeah, yeah.
How dare you?
No, you know, but we were like... on the album, we were like, soft subtlety. Mm-hmm. Let's embrace the Chemical Brothers drops and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you did. Kevin and Jay from Tame Impala or Tame Impaella. Thank you very much for that text.
Nice. Oh, wow. Nice one.
It's like we're talking, well, we're not even talking about it, but I am bringing up the issue that is banned food puns. Julienne Carrot Blancus. The Camomile
awesome.
Brothers. They are really awesome. That's because the people that listen to my show are the best people in the world, and they're going to be hearing a bunch more.
I have to get one by the end of the show.
Yeah, I'm going to get one
by the end of the show. You've got half an hour. Actually, I'm going to play Emperors, who are the band that won the Perth Big Day Out competition at the start of this year. And I'm actually going to be in Perth for the rest of the week, and you guys are from Perth, maybe after 5 o'clock. You guys could give us a little bit of a few tips on what to do.
We're
in Perth.
You can visit our designated tourist attractions.
We'll find out what that is. Kevin and Jay from Tame Impala are in, which is not the reason why things are sounding a little bit silly, but they are in here because they are the feature stars. Inner Speaker is their album. It comes out at the end of the week. Yes, it does. Although wasn't there some issue with it getting leaked or getting accidentally released by iTunes or something?
It did get leaked.
It got leaked, and someone else told us that they thought it was on iTunes over in the UK. So maybe that happens. Well, I didn't know about that. Mm. Nobody's told us about that. But
anyway, you guys have a brand new album, and it is the feature album. And I guess it is probably hard for you guys to take that in because you've been so busy playing shows all over the bloody place. And you guys played in Sydney on the weekend and had a bit of a guest star.
Yeah, it was a really good show, really good show. And then we went off.
It was one of our best crowds ever. So, like, we went off and sorry, Kevin. Yeah, I keep interrupting him. But, yeah, go on.
There was the encore thing. We usually just ride that out and, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it was, like, 10 minutes later, it was unrelenting.
So you hadn't
we hate doing encores because it's just so weird, waiting.
Our friend Craig Nichols was there and the rest of the Vines guys. And... and they were all a bit wasted because they'd been boozing on since we'd been playing,
mm-hmm.
and they came up with this like hilarious idea that Craig would go out with us and we'd play Get Free with him, which was an absurd idea. I was like, that's not going to happen. And Dom, who is a childhood fan like me, he was like, man, I'll do it. And I was like, right, I'm doing it as well.
You just needed one other person.
Kevin played drums, and I actually put the bass on, and then Sam from the Silence Our Support Band took it off me because it's his childhood dream as well. So I pulled out, fashioned a drum kit out of like, you know, raw materials. And it was hilarious because all the house lights are on. 3/4 of the venue had left, and the last like 50 to 100 people who were there just went buck wild, jumping on each other and stuff. So we played like a 9-piece, probably the most trashy garage rock version of Get Free ever. It was hilarious, and I lived out my like 14-year-old highly evolved fantasy, man. It was badass.
It was a good thing Dom and I were like
holding it together.
We're like, you know, it was a good thing. It was a fantasy for us because we nailed it.
Yeah, man.
Because it was, like, yeah, it's not like there's a band, you know, if someone came backstage and said, hey, come and play my song, and you'd never heard them before.
Yeah,
or exactly. Kind of knew the song. You knew how to play the song. And lucky that you guys are all multi-instrumentalists as well.
It was almost tight to the point that we'd planned it, which is, but it was still crappy enough that it was obvious we had it. So
just,
it was working really well.
I couldn't believe that we'd actually decided to do
it. Yeah, dude. Well, I would probably think we were lame, but I also would think we were awesome.
We were laughing for about 5 minutes solid once we finished the gig.
Well, let's take you back there just for a brief 2 minutes.
Yes!
On Triple J. Awesome. There you go. If you were at the Tame Impala gig on the weekend, then you would have seen a very special Tame Impala, The Silence, and Craig from The Vines version of that song by The Vines, Get Free. You guys have got a couple of shows left, actually. Might as well get that out of the way right now. And by that, I mean, where did I put the gig dates? No, I haven't got them. There they are. All right. You guys are playing this Thursday at the Governor Hindmarsh in South Australia, Forum Theatre in Melbourne on the 21st of May, and I believe next Thursday, Jay, it's your 20th birthday.
It is. How'd you find that out?
You told us last time you were here.
Okay.
That's right. On record, Jay. You've been monitored.
Now, 20. The album, in fact, after we finish chatting, you guys have to go and record the bits here. Whenever we play a feature album, you hear these little things of the band explaining the songs. Mm. And, you know, you sort of where the idea for the song came, where the song title came from. Have you thought much about that, what you're going to say?
Not at all. I'm going to have to wing it.
Because, I'm going to play the song Lucidity, all right, off Tame Impala's brand new album, Inner Speaker. Do you want to practice? What would you say at the start of Lucidity?
The first phrase of the song is the only thing I had when we recorded it. And then the lyrics, actually, they kind of fell into place nicely because I was practically delirious when we were mixing the album. I hadn't done the vocals yet, and it was 5 a.m, and Dave was coming in the next day to mix that song, and I didn't have any vocals.
So you were recording the vocals, sorry to interrupt this album intro, as you were mixing them?
I'll be a procrastinator till the day I die. And
I literally
need to know that, like, it has to be done right now or everything will, like, you know, there's no use in going like, well, I better do it before I leave because otherwise it'll be stressful. I actually have to, there has to be some sort of like deadline, doomsday deadline for me to actually get vocals done. And so I was delirious in all kinds of ways, jet lagged and anxious about it sounding good. So lucidity, you know, like,
it was
requesting lucidity to come back.
The quest for lucidity
was fitting.
There you go. On Triple J from Inner Speaker, that is Tame Impala, Lucidity, our feature album at the moment. And Kevin and Jay from the band are in the studio. You've got a 3 days left of your Australian tour, Splendor in the Grass, of course. Then you're going over to the US to hang out with your mates, MGMT.
Yeah, I hate saying that they're our mates because they probably have like 1,000 people around the world going like, oh, yeah, we're just hell mates with them, like, you know.
But they are your mates.
Well, oh, we like
get on really well.
So. Yeah,
and maybe they think we're mates. I'd take that one.
But you guys, of course, are a Perth band and a West Australian band. We're going to be in Western Australia for the rest of the week. Pendulum tomorrow. Sugar Army are coming on the show. Birds of Tokyo. Tim and Jean. So it's a very West Australian themed show. Are there any tips? Anything that we should go and do in Western Australia? Weird places? Neglected suburbs? You know,
if you stayed in Fremantle, you'd be on the right track.
Right. I've stayed in Fremantle. It's a beautiful.
There's the Norfolk, which is where we spend most of our time. We used to rehearse and play gigs. It's a good pub. Kings Park. There's the DNA Tower, which is like which can be played like an instrument.
The DNA Tower is
like this big metal sort of tower where you can go up and look over the whole city. It's not actually that big, but it's shaped like a double helix or whatever.
I know that. And it's got like giant wires and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can like a giant double bass.
Yeah, that's a popular
very good
spot.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that this week. Yeah. Awesome. And what else are you guys doing? You're over to the US and with a few of your own shows as well. What else is coming up?
Don't ask me.
We're going to the US and we're doing our own shows in like California and New York, and then the MGMT ones are through the middle, you know, all the like
Midwest, yeah.
The Midwest, like Idaho. Portland and Idaho mm-hmm. and Connecticut.
Portland's technically not in the middle. It's
isn't
the top left.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying all the ones that are like the miscellaneous ones, yes. Like Missouri and stuff. I don't know if that's in the middle or not.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of in the
middle. And then we're playing Splendor.
Awesome.
And then hopefully we're going to Europe for some reason.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming in today. Kevin, you did say by the end of the show you would have some kind of food band pun.
Sunk risotto. Vegan and Sarah. Rage Against the Aubergine.
That's good.
That's very good. Yeah, that's
that
great.
Awesome. Right, cool. That does pass. All thanks right. very much, dude. It's the Doctor on Triple J.